Ches Iyo, Monday the 30th of April, Rabbi Shmuel Zilberberg, Taras Amidus in Sfeiras Omer.
As was mentioned, the topic today is Tikkun HaMidos. How do we better our traits and our characteristics during the time of the Sfira, so that at the end of the Sfira, we should be really prepared for Kabbalah's Torah to accept the Torah. I would like to make a small introduction before I delve deeper into the topic. The Gemara tells us in Chilin, Gemara tells us that Shimon ben Pazi Roma, then Shimon ben Pazi found what looked like a contradiction. It says by Yaakim Eshnaim Ma'oris Hagdolim that the sun and the moon were both big, and then it says Asamura Agudo, the Samura Kuten, one was big and one was small. What happened? So Shimon ben Pazi tells us that the moon stood in front of a Kodesh Baruch and argued, Einstein Maluchim Ishtamshin the case to Echo. How is it possible two kings use the same crown? How is this possible? They're both big. Right? As Hashem said to the moon, you know, you're right. Make yourself small. Because the moon says, I'm saying something true, a strong point, so I'm punished for it. So you make me small? So Hashem says, you know what? I'll compensate you. What is the first compensation? That you will also be lighting by day also, not just by night. You will shine by day also. So the moon, that's nothing. That's not anything special. What is a candle? Do give light when it's the middle of the day. So Hashem says, okay, I'll give you another compensation. Yidin will calculate the Yomim Tovim according to the moon. So he says, it's also not enough. Because the sun calculates the season, the tkifis. It's not satisfied. So Hashem says, you know what? We'll give you another compensation. Tzedekin will be called after you. You are small, the complement for Tzadikim will also be like Yaakov Akutin, Yaakov is small, Zubba and Shmiel, they're all said by them Kutin. Then the Gemara tells us something astonishing. Hashem sees that the moon is not satisfied. And then Hashem says, if that's the case, bring a korban, I should have a forgiveness that I made the moon smaller. If you like Kapura, Shema'atit Yisrael, bring a korban, which is the fear of Shchodesh Tevet. The Gemara is mind-boggling. Shocking. Melech Malcham Luchim, the Eibush that created the world. And one of his creations has the gall to stand in front of the Eibush and tell him, what's this Einstein Luchim Shtam Shemekes? What's this supposed to do? And truthfully, it says in Cipher on the side Chosim, in the name of the Chosim Lublin, that the moon wasn't correct in arguing this case because he's biased. He's one of the two. So what is he arguing with Hashem? He should have sent someone else to do the argument for him. So in truth, the moon in the beginning wasn't right. Second of all, when the Kushbot tells the moon, I'm going to give you more power. What is the more power? That you will be able to give light by day. He says, it's not noticeable. What are you, a bragger? You want everyone to see that we're giving you, Hashem is giving you new power. Be happy. What's your argument? Then afterwards, Hashem says that we will count. You may calculate the human tovim according to the moon. He says, that's not good enough. Because the sun, the calculation of the seasons is by the sun. What do you want? You're not going to start again. You can't give the enjoyment. The sun should also have something. You're given a compliment that you can that this is something special for you. And at the end, when the moon is told that the tzaddikim will also be complimented by the fact that they're humble, that they're kutin, so that he should be satisfied. No, he's not satisfied. But the most shocking end of it is, how can we say it out of our mouths that we put the Purim? And all the Rishonim stand shocked. You see, when they're talking about this Gemara, even the Ritz in Shavuot, the stuff in Shavuot, it talks about this, you know, although he's not working, he doesn't talk about Agadita, but this Gemara is something out of the special. And everyone tries to give an explanation. At the end, most of them say, this is a secret. This is not to be understood. Don't try to, because you won't understand. But I personally, we are human beings. Torah he illuminates to it. We have to learn from every Gemara. If the Gemara tells us a story, I understand that it's for a purpose. We know in Medrash Rabbe, in Bereishis, there's a Medrash that says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu said when he created man, Nasu Udo, he used the language, Nasu Udo, let's create man. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Eibishter, you're saying words which can cause people to chas v'shul and think that you have a partner here. What's Nasu Udo? So the Medrash tells us that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to teach us that a person, you know, even an elderly person should ask a younger person, you know, if he needs advice, or someone big should ask someone older. It's a lesson. Take advice from others. So Moshe Rabbeinu says that people will be mistaken in the wording here. Says, don't worry, whoever wants to not understand, she shouldn't understand that it doesn't matter. This is, I want to give this message. So we see that there's a certain things which are told to us for the purpose of knowing how to behave. Moira Agraboyz, I want to tell you that after delving deep into this Gemara, I came to the conclusion that the Gemara wants to teach us day in, day out. We have the same situation. People who have a strong and a higher IQ, they understand better. They know things. And you're dealing with people a whole day which aren't on that level of the same IQ that they have. And people come forward and start to argue with them. Why did you do this mistake to me? You know, why did you behave this way to me? Whatever it is. So, person's very smart thing. Get lost. I want to even explain to you, you don't know what you're talking about. The Gemara tells us, there's no dinyan kaviyuchu, the Eibishter is dealing with a creation. He doesn't send the Gerayach, the moon, going, but he tries to compensate. Although it is 100% true that what happened here is definitely the right thing that should have been done in the Rusa Gugoy, when the Mashiach will come, the moon will also get back to the tide. So, but still Hashem is compensation. And this is what we should learn, first of all. Someone doesn't understand something. Someone was hurt by you, thinks they were hurt by you. Try to calm them down. You tried once. It still didn't work. He didn't accept the compensation that you want to give him to calm him down. Try again. It doesn't work. Try a sneak time, Peter. And even after that, play it that you're asking forgiveness, so that the person should become relaxed and calm and collected. For the sake of peace between people, learn how to behave. I asked a few Talmidei Chachamim who have high caliber, what is their opinion of my translation of the Gemara, and they said it was very, very positive. At any rate, let's go into detail. What are the traits and characteristics that we are striving to reach? We just learned in Pirkei Avos, Parak 5, the second parak, it says there, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says to his Talmidim, to see, Su'u v'ru'u, go out and see what is the derech toivah shuvah b'gvurah, what is the good path a person should choose. So the Gemara, from the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Yezer tells us, Ayin Tov. What is Ayin Tov? You know, in the Oxford, they translate the word Ayin Tov, to have a good eye. You can think, have 20/20 vision. That's the idea. But what we're really referring to is a person should have true enjoyment when things are good for others. Have an Ayin Tov. Your room, we call it. Second comes Rabbi Shia, and he says, Chaver Tov. To have a good friend, he will influence you, if he's a good friend, to the positive. Rabbi Yossi says, Shukam Tov. Have a good neighbor. That is the positive thing which will influence you in the right way. Rabbi Shimon says, Aroya Tanoila, whoever sees the future. So he calculates what he's doing. And then Rabbi Uzzah ben Aruch says, Lev Tov, to have a good heart, to be giving and good to others in every way, shape, and form. That is the top level. So Rabbi Yechonon says, that's the top. Shebechlal, the word of Reich, and everything that you have said is in this Lev Tov, everything. The truth is, the Rabbi Yechonon to ask a very simple question. When Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai says to his students, Su'u, where'u? Where should I go? What's the tree? Where are you going to see the right path to take? I can guarantee you, in the street, you won't find that path. So where's the goal? So the B'nai says, similar to this program, start the day the Torah way, means, if you don't know where to look, start the day the Torah way. Go look in the Torah. That's where you definitely find the straight way. So all the Talmidim ran to the Chumash, opened up Chumash Bereishis, and looked inside. The idea was that if it says, Eizeh Derech Tovah, what is the good path? So we have to look in the Torah, where's the first place it says the word Tovah, good. So as the Lezer noted, that when he looked into the Chumash, he saw the first place it says Tovah is Vayar Elekim Es Ha'or Yitoyah. Hashem saw the or the light is good. He made a calculation, the yar to see is with the eye, that's the ayin, and it says toy, the sign, ayin toy is the best, that's trait. Comes Rabbi Shia, says no. It says that Hashem created the light and the darkness together, so they were now friends. And it says toy, the sign, chaver toy is the best trait. Comes Rabbi Shia, he says no. The Medrash says, Hashem said, Ein aor b'choshech riim v'shtamish b'vidya. The light and the darkness should not be together. Vayavdil, he divided them. Now they're neighbors. And it says, the sign that shukum says, good neighbor, that's the influence of good. Comes up Shimon, he says, no, the Medrash tells us that the lightness wasn't worthy for the shuim. Gonzal the tzaddikim was a little bit. He hid it away for the tzaddikim, the righteous, was a little bit for the future. What is that? Haroya Tanoiris, that he knows to calculate for the future. And it says, Toy, fine, that's the top. Then comes Reb Luther ben Aruch, he says, no. If you count the word from the word Bereishis until the first word where it says Toy, there are exactly 32 words. 32 is Lev, Lamed Bayis. And it says Toi, the sign, Lev Toi, that's the top. So the Yechon Zaka said, of course, so yours is the highest level. Everything all the Talmidim said are from the Medrushim that are involved with all these speaking until the word Toi, the Chalal Zvod of Reich. That is our goal. 49 days of Tzvir. Every day we try to correct another trait, another characteristic, until we reach Lev Tov, which is the calculation of 32 and 17, is 49. Those are the days of the year. That's Lev Tov. I want to give an example to show what is the sensitivity of Gedolei Yisroel not to offend others, to be careful, not to hurt them. It was a story of the Guen the Tzaddik Reb Moshe Benet, Zayecher Tzaddik Lebrucha, top Guen Agoyim Igor. The Chassam Sofer, he lived at the same time as the Chassam Sofer, and the Chassam Sofer said he's a true Baal Ruach HaKodesh. He has this holiness that taught. What is he so special? Every single day, Reb Moshe Benet got up in the morning and he vowed that I'm only going to eat and drink to the degree where I will live. That means that will keep me alive. Not one drop more of drink, not one, more food than I need to live on. So some people said, who knows how to calculate that? If you take too much food in, so you're violating the vow. If you take too little, so you perish. So how in the world can you come to that conclusion? So some sages said, so it has to be with the vow of a Kodesh. Story goes like follows. He was the Ruv, the Rav of Nikolshbuch. Very, very famous. Very special in every way. I mean, when he came to the ripe old age of 76, in those days of his ripe old age, he felt very, very ill. And the doctors advised him that he should go to the city of Karlsbad, because there they have very special mineral water to this day. And he should be treating himself, drinking this special mineral water, and it will help him become healthy. To make a long story short, this Reb Moshe Benet came to Karlsbad, and he felt so not good, and in the end he was nishpis. Anyway, it was such a far distance from Nikolsburg, looking shy to bury him in Nikolsburg. So there was a city next to Karlsbad called Kronstadt, and there in that city they buried Reb Moshe Benet. Anyway, when the Kehillah heard the story that the Rebbe, the Ruf, was Nifter in Karlsbad, and he's buried in Kronstadt. So they sent messengers to bring back their Moshe Benet, their Ruf, or he's going to be buried in Kronstadt. And the people of Kronstadt said that if a Kishbochi brought about the situation where he should be buried by them, but they don't want to let him out. Anyway, they took the Bezdin, a special Bezdin, and the head of it was the Chassam Sofer himself. And everyone agreed that whatever the Chassam Sofer should decide, that's what's going to be. The Chassam Sofer sat down and wrote a response to Shiva that to give explanations why the most of the net should be transferred to Mishra's book. As he finished writing this reply, he was going to send it. All of a sudden, he felt very tired of some soldier, and he fell asleep. And as he falls asleep, Reb Moshe Benet appears in his dream. And Reb Moshe Benet tells him, I want you to know that your reply is 100% correct. I should be transferred to Nikolsburg. But I'm begging you, don't send this reply. Wait for a half a year to go by. I must be in this cemetery in Kronstadt for half a year. Why? Because Bezin Shomalo decreed. I wrote a response concerning a certain woman. This is a whole story. And because of my Pesach Halucha that I wrote, this woman has terrible anguish and pain in her whole family. And what I wrote was La Mita Shotaira. It was 100% true. But still, because I caused this woman pain and so much anguish, it was decreed that I have to suffer by being buried temporarily in Kronstadt, and after half a year only, come to my resting place in Mikdash Purim. And if you want proof to the story, the Mosbinet said that some sefer sent someone to check in the cemetery in Konstadt, and you will find buried next to me that woman that I caused her anguish. Check it out. Sure enough, some sefer sent a messenger to Konstadt, and they found in the cemetery, buried next to him, what's the this woman that is offering. Let's try to understand for a second what this means. Agun the tzaddik, a bauri hakayish, the highest level of justice, of righteousness, of holiness. And because he caused, when he was correct in this Torah sense of what he said, that he caused anguish for this woman, so he was punished for this punishment. Just imagine our life, day in, day out, with our dealings with people, that we're so not sensitive to the feelings of others, just without even thinking, learn out all kinds of accusations to people and all kinds of things in that direction. I would like to say another point here, which in my opinion is extremely, extremely important. Because in the half an hour that I'm speaking on this topic, you actually can't cover the ground that's needed. But what I want to say is as follows. One, I work also in marriage counseling for almost 6 years. So I have some idea, more or less, what are the issues. And I find that many times, what triggers off the main problem are there's no sense of thanking and complimenting. Even at home, wife cooked a good meal. Say it tastes good. Thank you. Say it's good. Give compliments. This is part of our lives, and if we really sincerely want to do the right thing, we have to think about others, not just at home. And sure, someone did something positive. Say thank you. Show appreciation. These are the foundation of the good relationships that people have. I want to show you an example that it says in Sefer Shem HaGdolim from the Chiddush. It's also written in Sefer HaDor. There was an old manuscript written by Rabbeinu David Hanukkah, who was the son of Rabbeinu Avraham, who was the son of the Rambam. The grandchild of the Rambam wrote in an old manuscript, and he tells him, should know that the Rambam sat down in a house secluded, closed up, for 10 complete years. And he wrote the sacred Yod HaChazuk for the Rambam. Do you know what that means? 10 years to be closed in an area and just delving in the Rambam. Thousands and thousands of Svarim were written on the Rambam. That is just mind-boggling that how much ground was covered and how deep and special this ship is, this Rambam. So he writes there that this last night when the Rambam completed his Chibur, Yod HaChazaka, so he had a dream where his father, Rabbeinu Maimon, appeared in his dream. And together with Rabbeinu Maimon, that's what the Chiddush in the Sadeh is, right, appeared another person. The Rambam did not know who this person is. So his father, Rabbeinu Maimon, tells him, he should know, that the person that you presently see is Moshe Rabbeinu. Imagine, Moshe Rabbeinu is here with you. And Moshe Rabbeinu wants to see what you accomplished the last 10 years. What have you written here? So Moshe Rabbeinu takes out the site of the Rambam, and presents it to Moshe Rabbeinu to see. And Moshe Rabbeinu looks over the whole site of the Rambam, that's what it says there, and he tells Moshe, he tells the Rambam, but Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Rambam, Yasher Tochach, may your power be strong. Thank you so very much is what we describe these words. Thank you so very much. Amazing. That's the end of the manuscript. Please take note that this is what you are supposed to do. When you see something that in your life doesn't have to be as special as this case with the Rambam, but it pushes to teach us, say Yashir Kacha. Someone asked me, from where did Moshe Rabbeinu take these two words to fulfill the Rambam? I said, it says in the Gemara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, when he wanted to show appreciation by the Lich, he said, Yashir Kacha, HaMashe Shabbatu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself used those words. At any rate, we learn from the story what this means. In this parsha's Kedoshim, it says Kedoshim to you, and one of the mitzvahs is v'ahavta to the racha kamoicha. Truthfully, all the positives that we just discussed in this discussion is the essence of loving your friend like yourself. Everything is in that mitzvah. Rosh Bofi tells them, V'hatar Rachu, you would love your friend. K'moichu Ani Hashem, I would love you also. There's so many explanations in those words, V'hatar K'moichu, that we have to follow. Want to end my words that if a Kodesh Baruch Hu will see that we are doing our best to follow in the path of the tzaddikim, the tzaddikim, the meruim, and bettering our traits and bettering our characteristics, in the merit of that, we will have the positive health which everyone needs, not just for themselves. In these days, day and age, there's so many stories of people not feeling well, so many outrageous stories. We have to pray to the Eibishter that we should all be healthy and our family should be healthy, that everyone should have parnusa, every people should have, you know, where to live, that's the basis of everything, and mainly that we should have also nachas from our children. And in that merit, we will be zoyche to be a Mashiach Tzadkani B'mar Mar Yomah.